Shalom, Berachot, many blessings of peace. This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach Haor Audio Visual Learning Library. Welcome. We're in stories for kids of all ages. And our story this week is about Rabbi Herk Anos. And our story is in the loving memory of Mrs. Ethel Chana Sakash Belk. May she rest in peace. Rabbi Eliezer ben Herk Anos was one of the great teachers of the period of the Mishnah. And recently I went to my computer and I typed his name in, and over 2,000 times, almost 3,000 times, his name came up. And so it tells us that he had a great deal of influence in the writings of the Mishnah. In the Talmud, he is known as Rabbi Eliezer. He was one of the teachers for Rabbi Akiva during the second Beth Hamikdash period. Rabbi Eliezer's father was Herk Anos. Herk Anos was a rich land owner. He had many fields. And like a landowner who had many fields, some of his fields were rocky. They had lots of great big rocks in them, much like the one Dr. Akiva Gamlil shared with classmates a few weeks ago. And some of his fields were flat and smooth. Herk Anos' son, Eliezer, was a very strong man. And he helped his father by plowing the really hard, rocky fields. And one day, his father noticed that his son, Eliezer, had sat down on a rock and began to cry. And so his father was concerned, and he asked Eliezer, "What's the matter? Is this work too hard for you?" And so he said, "Why don't you plow the flat fields? That will be easier, and it will make you happy." So his father thought that it was the work that was making his son cry. However, Eliezer says to his father, "That is not the reason why I'm crying." So his father inquires, "Well, why are you crying?" And then Eliezer says, "It's because I want to learn HaTorah." Herk Anos countered with the fact that Eliezer was 28 years old, and he felt that he should get married and he should have children, and he could take them to the yeshiva to learn. However, Eliezer had made up his mind. Even though he had made his mind up, he fasted for 2 weeks and prayed for help. And at the conclusion of 2 weeks, the Novi Eliyahu appeared to him and said to him, "Ben Herk Anos, why are you crying?" And he replied to the Novi Eliyahu, "I want to learn Torah." Well, he was told, "If you want to learn Torah, go to Yerushalayim and learn with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He is a very great Torah teacher." Eliezer stood up. He made his mind. Nothing was going to keep him from learning HaTorah. He began walking to Yerushalayim so he could learn in the yeshiva of the great tzaddik Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, Yerushalayim was a great distance away, and Eliezer had no money for food or for bread. Yet he decided, "I am going to Yerushalayim, and I am going to study with Rabban Yochanan." When Eliezer arrived in Yerushalayim, he went straight to the yeshiva, and he sat down in the Bet Midrash, and he began to learn. But the shir was too difficult for him. He couldn't understand, and he began to cry. When Rabban Yochanan saw Eliezer, he asked him, "Why are you crying?" And Eliezer replied, "Because I want to learn HaTorah. But this year is too difficult for me. I don't understand anything." Rabban Yochanan asked him, "Who is your father?" It's a very normal question, and that's frequently asked of men on Shabbat when they get a call to read from HaTorah. However, Eliezer refused to tell him. Rabban Yochanan wanted to know who was his father, because it is a Jewish father's responsibility to teach their sons the Shema, to teach their sons the prayers to recite when breaking bread, when washing their hands. Rabbi Yochanan could see the sincerity in Eliezer's eyes, and he said, "I will study Torah with you. I will teach you Torah." So Rabban Yochanan began teaching Eliezer two halakha, two laws, every day. And after a few days, Rabban Yochanan noticed a terrible odor coming from Eliezer's mouth. It was the kind of odor that indicated maybe he hadn't eaten for a long time. And so he asks him, "Have you had anything to eat today?" And again, Eliezer refuses to answer. He was embarrassed. Rabban Yochanan sent some of his Talmidim to inquire at the house where Eliezer was staying. And they asked, "Please tell me, did Eliezer eat with you today?" And the landlord replies, "No, he only sleeps here. He doesn't eat here." "Then where does he eat?" the Talmidim asked. "I thought he ate at Rabban Yochanan's house," the man replied. The Talmidim said, "Oy, this means that Eliezer hasn't eaten for 8 days. And they hurried to Rabban Yochanan to tell him. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard these words, he called Eliezer, and he said, "From now on, you will eat at my house." And Rabban Yochanan then gave him a blessing, saying, "May your mouth, which let out this really horrible smell of hunger, one day let out the great words of HaTorah." About this same time, Eliezer's brothers, who were back on the farm helping their father, Hyrcanus, they were irritated because they were working really hard, and Eliezer was in Yerushalayim studying in Yeshiva. And so they convinced their father to cut their brother out of his will and to give them his portion. After a number of years, Hyrcanus decided to travel to Yerushalayim to see his son. He wanted to inform him in person that if he was going to run away and study Torah in Yerushalayim and not return home and not help maintain and care for the fields at home, that he was going to cut him out of his will and give his portion to his brothers. When Hyrcanus arrived in Yerushalayim, there was a great festive meal being given at Rabban Yochanan's, and all the Hachamim had come, and all the important people were attending this festival. Hyrcanus entered Rabban Yochanan's home, and after seeing the great sages there and all the individuals, of course, that's quite impressive, but some of the individuals inquired who he was, and they found out that he was Eliezer's father. And so they told Rabban Yochanan, who had him brought to him and had a chair prepared right next to him to sit in comfort and with dignity. A short while after Hyrcanus was comforted and sitting down and relaxing from his journey, Rabban Yochanan looks to Eliezer. Of course, it's no longer Eliezer. It's now Rabbi Eliezer. And he says to him, tell us something from your Torah. Rabbi Eliezer responds, Rabbi, I'm like a large cistern that has collected water. The water are the words that you have taught me. All I can share is what you have taught me. Rabbi Yochanan objected. He shared with Eliezer that his words would be like waters that will come out continually with more depth and more volume. And he said, you can tell us more than that which was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. But he felt that maybe Rabbi Eliezer was embarrassed. He said, I will stand next to you. Rabban Yochanan stood up and exited so that Rabbi Eliezer would not be embarrassed. Rabbi Eliezer then began to stand and to share HaTorah. When he spoke words, his face radiated like beams of light, like beams of light that were being emitted. Just like when Moshe's face glowed at Har Sinai. When Rabbi Yochanan entered, he stood behind Rabbi Eliezer and kissed him on his head and began to speak in front of all those that were assembled. Rabban Yochanan said, happy today is Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, who you are a descendant. Hyrcanus asked Rabban Yochanan, who are you referring to? And Rabbi Yochanan said, I am speaking of your son Eliezer. He said, happy is Hyrcanus who has a son like this. Eliezer continued to share HaTorah. His father stood as if he were a student, and this made Rabbi Eliezer very uneasy, and it bothered him, and he requested that his father sit down. He said, I cannot continue teaching HaTorah while you're standing. Hyrcanus answered his son, I came here to disinherit you and not to give you any property. I was going to divide your share with your brothers because you left our home and you came to Yerushalayim to study HaTorah and you weren't helping tend the fields. However, after I see what you have accomplished, I am going to disinherit them and give it all to you. Rabbi Eliezer said, thank you, Tati. Thank you, Abi. Thank you, Father. But I don't want anything. If I wanted fields, I would ask Hashem for them. If I wanted gold and silver, I would ask Hashem. But I don't want any of these things. All I want to do is to learn HaTorah. So, kids of all ages, Rabbi Eliezer's life is a little bit like the Tehillim Yud Tet 19, where we say, Torah Hashem Tamima, the Torah of Hashem is perfect, it restores the soul. The testimonies of Hashem are trustworthy, making the simple one wise. The orders of Hashem are upright and gladdening the heart. The command of Hashem is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Hashem is pure, enduring forever. The judgments of Hashem are true, altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, even than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey, than the drippings from the honeycombs. So when one has the desire to learn HaTorah, like Rabbi Eliezer did, the desires of gold, the desires of silver, the desires of wealth are really not important. All that's important is just learning more and more and more and more Torah. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer did. The purpose of our story is to share that one can come from a very humble background. Hillel came from a very humble background, yet he was one of the great sages of the Talmud and of his particular time. And he didn't have a special trade. He wasn't a doctor or a lawyer. He was simply a woodcutter, a woodchuck. And one can come from the most humble means. One can come from the most simple background. One can come from a place of basically poverty. And yet, when they enter into the Bet Midrash, when they enter the house of study, when they begin learning HaTorah with a qualified Torah teacher, their whole life changes. Their hunger for food, yes, it has to be satisfied. We shouldn't starve ourselves. But yet, the hunger for Torah is so much greater. And so when we hunger for Torah like Rabbi Eliezer did, when we hunger for Torah like Hillel did, then we have reached a special level, a very, 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 very special level. And that level is just craving and desiring and wanting to learn more of HaTorah, because we found that Torah is so good. Torah is so desirable. Torah is all that we want in life. And that's a very, very, very special place to reach. I want to thank you for joining with me. And I ask Hashem to bless all who observe Torah mitzvot. Shalom. Shalom.